What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and whatever craziness is going to ensue. And there's certainly a lot of it out there. It's another busy news day. We've got a lot of news to try and get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. And they're now calling it the Groundhog Day winter storm. There are concerns, especially in Texas, that the power grid is not going to hold up from the very, very cold weather that is about to sweep in there. It's already starting to show up here in Indiana. It looks like winter is finally catching up with this because they've declared a winter storm warning. It's raining right now. It's going to turn to snow very, very soon. And they're predicting icy road conditions, road closures for tomorrow. So it's going to be really kind of serious. Speaking of Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil came out of his little stump this morning, saw his shadow, which means we're going to get three more years of Joe Biden. So not exactly the best sign that we have there. So getting on into it, speaking of Biden, Biden has nominated Kenley Cayo Cato to be judge of Central District of California, was being grilled by Ted Cruz. Now, this is a lifetime appointment. You know, if the Senate confirms her, she's going to have this job for pretty much until she retires or passes away here. And Ted Cruz kept asking her if racial discrimination is wrong, and she kept dodging the question, which didn't really look very good. She kept saying, well, that there are laws against racial discrimination, blah, blah, blah. And Cruz simply said, I want to know if you feel racial discrimination is wrong. And she just really ducked the question. And so I would think that, like most of other Biden's nominees, she's a ultra-left radical and probably thinks that anti-white racism is actually a good thing because it's going to even out all those bad things that are done by people who are no longer around. That's the real problem I have there, trying to fan this issue of slavery and reparations as a political issue. But all these slave owners are dead and gone, and all the people who were slaves are all dead and gone, except for all of us who are slaves to that 1040 form here. Now, yesterday, Jen Psaki was trying to downplay the crime wave that is sweeping across the nation, trying to de-link it from all of this defund the police talk, and basically said Judge Jeanine was living in an alternate universe. Well, Judge Jeanine replied today saying that Jen Psaki is the one living in the alternate universe. And yeah, I think that's probably a lot more accurate here. Now, ahead of the midterms, Democrats have dropped this defund the police talk. They're now starting to talk about, well, maybe we do need to fund the police a little bit more. And this is going to be a campaign issue for them in the midterm elections. The problem is the crime wave is not going to stop. Suddenly, it's still going to go on, and everybody's going to be looking at that crime wave and realizing that it was the Democrats' defund the police agenda that put us in this crime wave, and we're going to be stuck in that crime wave. The crime wave is still going to be going on when the midterm elections happen. So just changing the rhetoric, I don't think, is going to blunt the issue for the voters come November here. By the way, according to a report, the Defund the Police squad members spent over $325,000 on private security in 2021. So they want to be protected, but they want to leave you wide open for looting and burglary and mugging and all the rest of that stuff for some bizarre reason here. I think they wanted a crime wave. They wanted a flood of murders and so forth to terrorize the American people into supporting a total gun ban, which would disarm the law-abiding citizens but never harms the criminals here. Okay, there is now a redistricting effort going on in a lot of states, and the redistricting is being done to try and give Democrats more House seats. And this is basically yet another way of rigging the election to keep Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House and have that House remain under Democrat control. So it's getting very, very intense. Meanwhile, President Trump's Political Action Committee has announced a record-breaking fundraiser. They've got $122 million cash on hand. $51 million of it was raised in 2021. This is more than the DNC and the RNC have put together. And Trump is once again on the warpath against the legacy media for basically keeping quiet about what he is doing. They're focusing their attention pretty much on the Democrats, a little nod to the Republicans, but they're trying to basically pretend that Trump is not going to be a factor in the future politics here. Meanwhile, George W. Bush made donations to two Republican congresswomen who voted to impeach Donald Trump regarding the January 6th protest at the Capitol. And this was being reported from Politico. And basically, George Bush donated the maximum allowable amount to Representative Liz Cheney, who is trailing in the polls in her home state, and Senator Lisa Murkowski, that was donated late last year. And the outlet reports that while Bush has donated in the past to numerous Republican candidates, the $5,800 to Cheney and $2,900 to Murkowski appear to be his first donations of 2021 and are significant for their symbolism. Bush is trying to send a message that don't worry if you voted to impeach Trump, we will protect you from the wrath of the voters. One way or the other, money or vote fraud, who knows. Meanwhile, out in Arizona, the GOP chair Kelly Ward has filed a lawsuit seeking to quash the January 6th committee subpoena of various phone records. So people are trying to fight back against this obvious witch hunt here. Meanwhile, the White House is recommending that Spotify try and do more to censor Joe Rogan. And so far, Spotify is standing firm. I mean, we got to see Neil Young cancel himself. That was worth a giggle here. According to polls, Joe Rogan has a higher approval rating than Joe Biden. So maybe Joe is feeling a little bit jealous and wants to get rid of the competition out there. Meanwhile, over at CNN, Brian Stelter was out there saying the fact that people are trusting Joe Rogan over newsrooms like CNN, it's a much bigger problem than Spotify. And that's Brian's ego kind of getting in his way there, because don't forget, CNN has lost something like 90% of their viewership since last year, because nobody likes a liar here. And CNN is continuing with their internal rot being exposed to the public. The CNN boss, Jeff Zucker, has now quit the network. It was very unexpected, just quit. And apparently, this is all about an affair he started with the senior executive Allison Golust during the Chris Cuomo probe. And the pair lived in the same New York City building. Their affair was the worst kept secret in the office and led to his recent divorce. So now he has stepped down, and I'm sure there's a scramble to find a new liar in chief over at CNN. Now, last week, Whoopi Goldberg, who's very, very liberal and sometimes a little too much in love with her own self-image, made a very bizarre comment on The View saying that the Holocaust was not about racism. And, of course, this triggered a huge, huge outcry. And so the ABC News president, Kim Godwin, has issued a statement saying that Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended from The View for 2 weeks. And Whoopi has apologized. She's tried to correct the statement and say what I meant was that the Holocaust was man's inhumanity to man. But the damage has really been done. Meanwhile, a lot of other people who have been outright fired for expressing their views on TV are saying that Whoopi Goldberg's two-week suspension shows that liberal privilege is very much real, and that, frankly, you know, she should have been fired outright for a statement like that. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg is apparently very, very angry over being suspended for 2 weeks, has started telling people she's considering quitting The View outright. And, yeah, it might improve the show's ratings there. Okay, getting into election fraud here, and there is just so much of it out there. World-renowned forensic document analyst Eric Speckin, who has testified in over 2,000 cases spanning 33 states and five continents, reports that there were 25,000 counterfeit ballots that were discovered during the Maricopa audit. 25,000 counterfeit ballots. And if I recall correctly, Biden won Arizona by only 10,000. So again, the vote fraud is out there for everybody to see it. People are sitting there waiting for the state of Arizona to do something about it. And maybe it's time for us to have a honest election convoy driving across the country. Because I think people are getting really tired of waiting. Now, it may well be, politics being the creature that it is, that the revelations of massive election fraud are going to be made public and acted on right before the midterms, because obviously this would damage not only Joe Biden, but Democrats in general. So there may be a reason for the delay. It's kind of a timing for effect situation. Now, Jim Jordan and five other Ohio GOP members of Congress are among more than 100 people joining a Texas lawsuit seeking to throw out the election results in four states where Trump lost to Joe Biden. And Jim Jordan said, like you, I've read about many of these voting irregularities. They're troubling, but the national media has no interest in reporting on the substance of them because it doesn't fit their liberal keep Joe Biden at all cost narrative. There's another issue at stake. You know, if the election fraud from 2020 comes out, the corporate media, the legacy media are going to be tangled up in it because they had to be part of it. And they certainly have been covering it up. So it's less about protecting Joe Biden and more about trying to salvage what remains of their credibility. Down in Georgia, pardon me, a federal judge is being urged to release a report that reveals there were potential flaws in the Dominion voting systems equipment used in Georgia. Now, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said last week the public deserves to know the context of J. Alex Haldeman's claims and his testimony regarding the 2020 election. And Raffensperger is asking for the document to be released. So he's definitely doing something down there. He said Georgia voters face an extreme risk that ballot marking devices and based attacks could manipulate their individual votes and alter the election outcomes. This was from Haldeman, who is a University of Michigan computer science professor. And again, it's just there is so much evidence of fraud in that election, and we're seeing the government and the corporate media just remaining in lockstep, insisting that any elections the Democrats win are 100% honest, and any elections the Republicans win had to be the result of cheating. And that's probably going to happen later this year. Polls are showing a GOP sweep of the entire Congress, and the Democrats are going to start screaming, oh, the election was rigged, the election was rigged, and because that's the way they do that. Okay, over in Colorado, there is a lawsuit, and it's basically against Soros-backed Secretary of State Gina Griswold. And the facts of the case claim that the Colorado Secretary of State and her employees destroyed election records from the 2020 election. Now, Griswold and other Colorado election officials are required by state law, also federal law, to preserve those election records for 25 months. The federal law is for 22 months. And the relief sought in this case is a full independent forensic audit of Colorado voting systems and the 2020 election in Colorado, in order to restore citizens' trust in the election system. I think it's a little bit late for that one here. Now, up in Wisconsin, this is a red warning sign that the fraud is going to continue if we don't do something about it. The Wisconsin Election Commission has enacted a brand new rule that allows local officials to fill in missing information on ballot envelopes. In other words, if whoever's stuffing the ballot boxes don't fill out the envelopes right, the election officials can just go on ahead and say, well, we can sort of guess what they intended to do and just fill it on out there. All right, getting into COVID-19, and we knew this was going to happen. Over at the Olympics, they're starting to find these fully vaccinated athletes are testing positive for COVID. And they're fully vaccinated, and I think once they get into competition and their bodies are under extreme stress, we're going to see some tragedies like we've been seeing with professional athletes in soccer and various other areas. Despite all of the negative information about vaccines, Disneyland is moving forward with COVID-19 vaccine mandates to all of its employees. Over in Minnesota, they are going to bribe families with $200 to get their children aged 5 to 11 vaccinated. Doesn't sound like informed consent to me here. Over in North Carolina, they're considering a COVID vaccine to be a requirement to graduate high school. You can have a 4.0 GPA, but if you don't have the vaccine, you're not getting your high school diploma. And it's just, they're desperate to get that needle into the arms of every single American, everybody in the world. They want to get those needles in there. There's something going on, really. Okay, over in Illinois, Villa Park State Representative Deb Conroy wants to isolate or quarantine persons who are unable or unwilling to receive vaccines, medications, or other treatments. This is House Bill 4640. It's going to be heard in the Illinois House Human Services Committee. Actually, it was held this morning. And if it becomes law, persons exposed to an infectious disease could be placed under public health department observation, only possible in a contained atmosphere with department watch guards, which sounds suspiciously like a concentration camp. Okay. Now, over at the House of Representatives, on the Oversight Committee, the Republicans have set a deadline for Health and Human Services to turn over all documents on funding to the biological warfare lab in Wuhan and all of Anthony Fauci's emails. So they're digging in to try and find out what's going on there. Meanwhile, rather interesting story. This came out of the Daily Mail. Joe Biden met with U.S. governors at the White House, and this was yesterday. He was only given a glass of water, lest anyone else remove their mask to take a drink. And the president was seated more than 10 feet from everybody, including Kamala Harris and members of the cabinet. And a White House staffer who entered the room was wearing a surgical mask. And what seems to be happening here is the White House is absolutely terrified that Joe Biden will get COVID, not because he's 79 and could really suffer harm from it, but it would make it very clear to everybody in the country, vaccines are not effective, okay? And so they're trying to protect him from getting COVID. Over in Virginia, in the Loudoun County Public School Board, they are threatening to suspend any students who do not wear masks in the classrooms. And while we don't have a general mask mandate here in Indiana, there is one for our schools as well. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words from our sponsors.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We will not. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show. Talking about COVID-19. Getting on back to Illinois, there is another bill under consideration, House Bill 4244. This one, if it becomes law, would establish a mandatory vaccine registry. It's now in subcommittee, and so they want to set up a database to keep track of who is or is not vaccinated. This is probably in response to the burgeoning traffic market in fake COVID vaccine IDs and so forth and so on. All righty. Now, in the old Soviet Union, one of the ways they silenced dissidents, they didn't throw them in jail because that would make a martyr of them. They would throw them in a mental institution in order to discredit them. You know, you don't want to listen to that person. They're crazy here. And it looks like that sort of tactic is now coming here, or at least to the West here. There is a study supposedly by researchers out of Britain that is basically saying that COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy may be linked to childhood trauma. In other words, if you're scared of getting the vaccine, you may be suffering from a mental illness. And they're describing this as adverse childhood experiences can affect life course, health, and well-being. And, you know, this is from the same people
who declared wanting to eat healthy food a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa. So, again, you know, you're crazy if you don't get the shot here. All righty. Remember when Anthony Fauci, was saying we got to have lockdowns, we got to do this, we got to do that. There's a new study out of Johns Hopkins that found that Fauci's lockdowns only reduced mortality rates by 0.2%. And they're probably, given it was a statistical study, that 0.2% may be within the margin of error. So there may have been absolutely no difference at all. And meanwhile, everybody out here in the real world is suffering from COVID fatigue. Polls are showing 70% of people just want this all to go away and get on with their lives. And I'm certainly one of them. I've really had enough of this nonsense here. Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has announced the country will be lifting all COVID restrictions by mid-February. They're already starting to ease some restrictions this week. And so starting right now, restaurants will be allowed to remain open till 9 p.m. rather than 6 p.m. Alcohol will be served until 8 p.m. Bars, however, will still be made to close at 6 p.m. and stop serving alcohol at 5 p.m. because we know what drunkards those COVID-19 viruses can be. They're mean drunks. You don't want to let them have too much here. Up in Canada, the Freedom Convoy is turning into an historic event. We should all be paying attention to the latest tweet from Trudeau. He's smearing the truckers for anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-black racism, homophobia, and transphobia. He's trying to cover all the bases here. And Candace Bergen basically went off on him for trying to demonize the Freedom Convoy protesters. And the latest polls, you know, after Trudeau's fringe minority comment, 54% of Canadians want an end to all the COVID restrictions. That's the majority. That's a solid majority. They're not a fringe group. That's most of the country. So we have a story. This one came on out of Kunstler.com, basically saying the revolt begins. And they're saying the Canadian trucker rebellion blew into Ottawa like a scalding wrath of history, forcing Justin Trudeau to skulk off, under cover of night and seek a hiding place. And they're very, very. They realize they pushed the Canadian people just a little bit too far. And the same is true with all this COVID nonsense all over the world. There are freedom convoys gearing up in a lot of different countries, including this one here. But for the moment, all eyes are on Alberta as the truckers stand firm against threats. And there are reports of the police standing down. Yesterday, it was the tow truck companies were in support of the Freedom Convoy. Farmers and their tractors were supporting the Freedom Convoy. Now, apparently, some of the police are saying, you know, these guys have got a point here. Meanwhile, the CBC is still out there trying to sell this crazy conspiracy theory that Russia is behind the 50,000-strong Freedom Convoy of truckers protesting the vaccine mandate. The police are now threatening to arrest truckers blockading that U.S. border in Alberta. And police tried to negotiate. The negotiations didn't work. The RCMP is on the site there, and they're threatening to arrest the truckers and confiscate their equipment. And obviously, that is a major, major financial penalty for truckers. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy. The RCMP is down at that Coutts border crossing. And they're starting to try and remove the protesters and vehicles, but the truckers have already set up secondary blockades. And so they've got an uphill fight on that one, the RCMP does. Meanwhile, the GoFundMe for the Canadian Freedom Fighters is now just shy of $10 million. And that, I think, is a measure of just how this Freedom Convoy has captured the public's imagination. Now, the Canadian police near Ottawa tried to set up their own police barricade to try and keep any more trucks from getting into the city here. And the trucker convoy simply went around them. The police barricade on the highway would stop a regular conventional car, but these trucks are very big. They got a very long wheelbase. They've got very thick, strong tires and a lot of horsepower. They just drove off the road, went around, and got back on the highway and kept on going here. So the Canadian truckers are still in Ottawa and at the border. There's another convoy has formed up, is heading for Crow's Nest Pass. This thing continues to grow, as well it should. There was an interesting video. It was actually a live stream showing a man and his young son going from truck to truck to truck, giving the truck drivers cash in downtown Ottawa. And other people are giving the truckers food, coffee, blankets, and these truck drivers are being well taken care of by the Canadian people, which is, I hope, sending a message to the government there. Meanwhile, as I mentioned before, farm tractors are now joining the convoy. It's not just the big semi-rigs and SUVs and stuff. Now the farm tractors are joining in as well. Now, there was an interesting little video that surfaced with the trucks in downtown Ottawa. Most of them are sitting still because they have gridlocked the city. And so some of these truck drivers, these protesters, got on out, found a patch of ice, and started playing ice hockey. And what a different way to protest from what we saw with Black Lives Matter. Remember, not too long ago, Justin Trudeau said he would rather be at a Black Lives Matter protest than this trucker convoy. Well, the trucker convoy, they're not burning buildings down. In fact, the chief of police of Ottawa issued a video statement saying the corporate media is lying to you. There has not been a single incident of violence by any of these truck drivers or protesters. They're peaceful, they're calm, they're just not cooperating. And let's see, in other news, pardon me, Quebec has dropped its plan to place a health tax on unvaccinated people. They just dropped that. And meanwhile, there is now talk, in fact, they're meeting right now, that they're going to drop all the mandates in rural Alberta, in exchange for which the truckers open a lane to the borders. And the truckers have agreed they will open one lane, but they're going to stay on the sidelines there to make sure that the rural MLAs keep their word. And if they don't, they'll shut it back down. And so this Freedom Convoy is working, and that is an important lesson that needs to get on out there. This worked. Peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. It worked for Gandhi. It's working for the Canadian people. It can work for you. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, they have, as we tend to see them do, they have just banned the American Trucker Convoy to DC 2022 page. There were already 139,000 followers, and they simply banned the page without notice. No warning, no nothing, just pulled the plug on it. Absolutely. There's a sign of dictatorship. Remember, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship, force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And here in the United States, the corporate media is and the government, they're working overtime trying to inject everybody with that experimental gene therapy that has proven to be entirely ineffective at protecting anyone from COVID-19 infection. So what is it they're really jamming into our bodies as hard as they can? And meanwhile, the legacy media is out there still trying to demonize those who are reluctant to be vaccinated. They're out there singing the praises of everybody who's been vaccinated, you know, even the ones who dropped dead thereafter. Meanwhile, down in Australia, lawmakers are calling to scrap all COVID restrictions in Victoria. They don't want, you know, more of these freedom convoys on their doorstep, although there's already one operating down there. So, yeah, this is building. This is going global. And again, it's the perfect way to show the government who's really in charge right now, because, you know, there isn't much that Trudeau can do that will make him look good. The truckers are being peaceful. Their agenda is something the majority of Canadians want. And anything Trudeau does, if he brings in the military, it's going to be a disaster for him politically. Getting to the international news now, President Biden is going to deploy 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe in a major show of force against Putin. 2,000 of these will be sent to Poland and Germany, and an additional 8,500 are put on high alert. And they're still saying Russia is building up the military at the border. And the usual big lie to sell a war. You know, Saddam has nuclear weapons. We must go in and get him, so forth and so on. Interesting little article that came on out of Patriot Rising saying that Putin and Biden are playing a very dangerous game of chicken. What happens if neither one backs down? And obviously we know what happens if neither one backs down. We're going to be in a war that inevitably will turn nuclear. So a lot of people really don't like that idea. Article coming on out of American Thinker is saying it's time for America to leave NATO and to just let Europe resolve their own internal disputes. You know, why are we spending money and lives tinkering with European countries? And that is a very, very good question. And I know it goes back to manifest destiny and this idea that following World War I, the United States was the protector of Europe. But Europe doesn't need us to protect it. You know, several of those nations are now nuclear powers all by themselves. And, you know, invading them would be a recipe for disaster. Now, there is a little bit of a breakthrough. This is not being reported in the American media. This came out of the Spanish media. And basically, it says that Washington and its NATO allies have offered Moscow arms control and trust-building measures to try and defuse the Ukraine standoff. And one of the things the United States is offering is to not deploy nuclear missiles to Eastern Europe. And so, you know, the United States wants to convince you that they are strong and they're on top of the situation. But obviously, the back channel discussion is that the U.S. is maybe starting to back off. And maybe, 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 if we are lucky, this war will be over before it starts, I hope. But again, there are too many people, like the military-industrial complex, who stand to make a great deal of money if there is a major, massive, bloody war, and they just don't want anything to get in the way of those profits. Okay, there has been one incident that indicates tensions are still high. There was a Ukrainian drone strike that killed a separatist fighter at the Donbass front line. This is being reported in Russian media. And news of the alleged attack emerged less than an hour after Putin accused the United States of failing to meet any of Russia's conditions concerning the NATO expansion. Okay. And meanwhile, over in Great Britain, their military earlier today scrambled quick reaction fighters. They were actually Typhoons. To intercept a group of at least four Russian military aircraft heading toward Britain off the north of Scotland. And the British jets shadowed the Russian aircraft near the UK to prevent any breach of Britain's airspace. And they were Typhoon fighters. Okay, I guess they copied the name from the Russian submarine here. Meanwhile, the United States is holding the largest multinational naval exercise in the Middle East, and they're testing a fleet of drones. They now have drones that operate as units, and so they're testing that out. So these naval drills are focused on testing of the drones and the work of artificial intelligence in various military scenarios, according to the Fifth Fleet. So they're having fun with their toys here. The United States State Department has issued yet another claim that Iran is just weeks away from being able to fuel a nuclear bomb. And a senior State Department official yesterday said Iran is weeks, not months, away from being able to power an atomic bomb. Well, we've been told that Iran has been weeks away from a nuclear bomb for the last 30 years now. And it hasn't happened. This is just more lies to sell us on a war. Okay. Look, you want war with Iran? Here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Climb into the transport aircraft. Go and have fun. The rest of us, we're going to sit this out. We've had enough of war. Okay. We are a war-weary nation. We absolutely will. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Thomas Nides earlier today, said the Biden administration is perfectly capable of dealing with Ukraine and blocking Iran's nuclear weapons at the same time. Well, Yeah, especially when you consider that Iran doesn't actually have nuclear weapons. Yeah, that would be possible as well here. Meanwhile, Israel has simulated an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. They even allowed a U.S. military official to be present for the drill. And this was a classified exercise. It was actually held a few weeks ago, and it basically envisioned a massive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And they had multiple scenarios, including mid-air refueling, responding to anti-aircraft munitions, and performing long-range attacks. And so what Israel is going to do is they're going to blow up Iran's nuclear facilities, and then everybody living downwind from those destroyed facilities will get cancer and leukemia from the resulting radioactive contamination. So, yeah, let's maybe put a cap on that one here. Speaking of Israel, we reported earlier that Israel and the United States were putting pressure on Amnesty International to not release a report on their investigation into Israel and Palestine. Amnesty International refused to back down, and they released the report. They are the latest human rights organization to declare Israel is an apartheid state, calling for an end to the system of oppression and domination it imposes on the millions of Palestinians living under its rule. It's a 280-page report. It was released earlier today. And Amnesty International accused Israel of the crime of apartheid, saying it is a crime against humanity and it has to end. And I'm sure Israel's already going to come on out there and scream that Amnesty International are anti-Semites and Jew haters who want Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens and such nonsense as that. Okay. Now, over in China, they are working together with Russia to protect each other from monetary punishments, meaning sanctions. And so China and Russia are creating closer financial ties, which means when the United States sanctions either one or even both of them, they're just going to keep on doing business and keep their economies strong, doing business with each other. And probably a lot of other nations are going to want to continue doing business with Russia and China, especially China, which controls about 60% of the semiconductor manufacturing on the entire planet. Nobody wants to live without those chips already here. Okay, and another accomplishment that Joe Biden can be proud of, the U.S. national debt has now surpassed $30 trillion. That's with a T. This is the first time in history the United States has been that deeply in debt. But Biden's not all that worried about that, because you and your children and your grandchildren and your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to pay that all off. So Biden doesn't have to worry about that. One thing Biden is doing is he's basically taking the gross domestic product recovery from the COVID slowdown and declaring it the strongest economic growth in four decades. Well, recovery of the GDP after a crisis is not growth. It's a return to normal. But Biden is a politician, and he's going to say whatever makes him and his party look good. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is already backpedaling on plans to tighten the money supply, and this may be very bad news for the stock market. It was another very chaotic day on the stock exchange here. And looking at the labor market, which is still very, very tight, this is actually likely to trigger a stagflation recession. Meanwhile, as we head into this major winter storm, coal futures are up 133% since the first of January 1st, 2021. Natural gas futures price are up 93%. WTI spot price is up 82%. It is going to cost you a lot more to stay warm and toasty during the remainder of this winter here. Now, we have been reporting on how there is this mass exodus from democratically controlled cities into rural areas, and one area that is benefiting from it, one state, is Montana, because residents, former residents of San Francisco, are moving to Montana. It has resulted in increased demand for residential units, and So their real estate market there, their rental market, is booming. Now, remember that bridge that collapsed in Pennsylvania? And it turns out that there was state funds to repair the bridges, but Pennsylvania state leaders dipped into that fund for roads and bridges to the tune of about $4.2 billion. Now, that money in the fund came from the state's gas tax. It was supposed to be used to fund the Pennsylvania State Police operations. And so there's corruption there. That's why the bridge collapsed. They took the money to repair it, and they spent it elsewhere. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up on the economy. We were talking about China, and there is another development out of China. They have basically built a new maglev railroad system. It's high-speed rail, 600 kilometers per hour, and they are planning on using it all along the Belt and Road. So all of their partners, it's going to be, 600 kilometers per hour. That's, almost as fast as an aircraft. and they're going to be using it to move passengers and cargo all throughout the Belt and Road. And really, China as an economic power is definitely on the rise. All right, let's get into immigration and borders and so forth and so on. Vice President Harris has reportedly spoken about fighting the root causes of the record-breaking illegal immigration. And Harris has basically admitted that her migration plan is not working. That's assuming she wanted to actually stop the immigration, which doesn't seem to be happening. The Democrats, Biden, clearly want this to happen. But if you want to look at the root cause of why so many people in Central and South America want to come to the United States, it's because of decades and decades of U.S. banks' economic exploitation of Central and South America, creating the massive poverty that people are trying to escape from. So nothing ever happens without consequences, and the banks did make their money off of Central and South America, and you and I get to live with the consequences here. Now, Jen Psaki was asked about the video of Border Patrol agents ripping the Border Patrol chief, Raul Ortiz, to his face. It was a very humiliating moment for him. Psaki basically says she was unaware of that video. And so here we have the White House spokesperson basically not really plugged into what's going on in the government. That's a very worrying sign here. Meanwhile, down in Georgia, a group of rhinos are basically want to give millions of dollars to illegal aliens. And again, that's why they're rhinos. These are supposed to be Republicans guarding the border, but no, they go with the Democrats here. And now they want Georgia to give millions of dollars to illegal aliens. The only thing we should be giving illegal aliens is a bus ticket to the border. Or again, you know, let's get those punkin' chunkin' guys with their trebuchets and just fling them back over the border. You know, longest distance and the most bounces wins the trophy here. Now, a little bit of good news. Out in California, they were pushing for a single-payer health care bill that would also pay for medical costs of all illegal aliens in the state. And there are millions of them in that state. It was expected it would increase taxes on the California residents massively. Fortunately, the bill has now died in the legislature. So doesn't mean the Democrats aren't going to try again, but we got a little more time to hold them off here. Meanwhile, the White House is out there now trying to say there's no such thing as secret illegal alien flights in the dead of night. And yeah, there are videos of it. Okay, we have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.